Chapter 28. Georgiana Armantrout had a system. She considered herself the lighting director, just like the credits she saw roll by in the endless movies she watched every day on AMC. For every day, around noon, she would let herself into Ermeline's deserted house and switch the lights around. One afternoon and night, she would leave on the kitchen light and the laundry room light. The next day, she would leave on a living room light and the bathroom light. Next day, she would leave on the garage light. They shone through the panes in the garage door and the porch light. She wanted to keep it mixed up to keep prowlers away, and she always checked Ermeline's voicemail as well. Following which, she would bring in the snail mail. Everything went on the kitchen table. Snail mail in a white stationery pad on which she kept the voicemail messages. Soon, she hoped it would be soon, Ermeline would return home and would really need everything organized. After all, that's what good mothers did. And Georgiana Armantrout was the best. She had to be, given how she had prematurely taken away Ermeline's father in the hunting accident. More than anything now, she always tried to make it up to her daughter. She was deciding the afternoon-evening light show when the wall phone rang in the kitchen. She pushed her thoughts aside and picked up the receiver.
"Ermeline Ransom?" a male voice asked.
"This is her mother. How could I help you?"
"Is your daughter there?"
"She's not, but she wants me to take her messages. Please, tell me the nature of the call."
"We recovered a credit card."
Credit card, thought Georgiana. What was this about a credit card? A card of Ermeline's? My goodness, what now? The poor thing.
"Her American Express card. We nabbed the person who was using it on Michigan Avenue."
"Michigan Avenue? Where are you calling from?"
"Chicago. This is Officer Nick Forenzio, Chicago PD. We've just received your daughter's American Express card for the woman who was using it to buy scanty clads at Macy's. Store security actually nabbed her. We booked her on possession of a stolen credit card and theft by deception. Does your daughter wish to press charges?"
"My goodness, yes."
Then Georgiana had the thought of the year.
Would you give me your number where I can have her lawyer call you back?"
"Sure."
The police officer slowly recited his department's cell phone number to Georgiana, whereupon she read it back, and he told her she had taken it down correctly.
"Well, thank you, officer. Spell that name, please."
"Nick, N-I-C-K, Forenzio, F-O-R-E-N-Z-I-O. Just have your lawyer call me. We'll hold the card as evidence."
"Goodness, I'll make sure Mr. Murphy hears about this, and thank you."
"Thank you, ma'am, and have a good day now."
"Thank you again."
Georgiana sat down and drew a rectangle around the information, name, and number she had just received from the police officer. She darkened the rectangle and then drew an arrow at either end. Surely Ermeline wouldn't miss this message when she got home, not with the box and the arrows. On second thought, she decided she would call Thaddeus herself. He should probably know about this. It was probably part of his job to protect Ermeline's credit cards. Yes, that was it. She would call him right now. She knew his number by heart and dialed it. It was 5:30 when Christine buzzed Thaddeus and asked if he had a minute. He told her to come right in. "Need coffee?" he asked when she was seated. "I'm pouring." Christine shook her head. "Here's what I just found out. Ermeline's mother is out in my office. Seems Chicago PD has recovered a credit card belonging to her." Thaddeus was jolted upright. "What? For real?" "Evidently. Want to talk to her? Get her right in here, please." Georgiana was escorted in and took a seat across from Thaddeus. Christine sat beside her, notepad poised. The older woman searched through her purse until she found the message. It still had the officer's name and number surrounded by a heavy black rectangle with arrows. She passed it over to Thaddeus.
"Someone stole Ermie's credit card."
"That is incredible," Thaddeus said. "When did you get this?"
"Yesterday. I wanted to come right up, but I called and you were in court."
"Thanks for coming. We'll look into this, Mrs. Armantrout."
"Whatever you do,"
the woman said,
"I know Ermie will appreciate the help."
"Okay, and thanks for coming." Christine showed her back out and thanked her again. The older woman climbed downstairs and went east across to the jail. Might as well pop in on Ermeline and say hello as long as she was uptown. When she was gone, Thaddeus and Christine locked eyes. Finally, "You thinking what I'm thinking?" he said. "I am," she said. "Somebody was in her purse. Probably Hector, the night he stayed over." Exactly. And he stole her credit card. Question. Have you asked to see the inventory Sheriff Altman made when he booked Ermeline in? No, I haven't. Never occurred to me. Why don't you go over and do that? Christine said. I think we might need to go to Chicago. We? You're going to need me for this, she said. I'm going down home and pick up a few things. Ask the court for time to interview a new witness that has suddenly been located. Tell Judge Prelate you need to leave court by 3 o'clock. We can make it to Chicago and back yet today. Judge Prelate is going to be very disapproving, and the bitch is going to pitch a hissy. Just get it done. I'll be back in 1 hour. We'll talk then. Oh, do you have any money? Cash? About 1,500. I was saving it for rent. Get it. Get it all. We're going to need it. What are we doing, Christine? She was suddenly taking over. He wasn't quite sure whether he liked this, but she was becoming more the person, the soldier he had only been told about before. Her demeanor was changing right before his eyes, and she seemed very comfortable in the role of leader. We are going to Chicago. We are going to find whoever was using this card. Oh, he said slowly. If we can find that person, we can find Hector. And I, she stood and saluted right before his eyes, I can make him talk. You can? She looked askance at him. Her look said, are you seriously questioning my talent? I can, she said. Thaddeus, what do you think I was doing in Baghdad those 2 years? I have no idea. You're not allowed to tell. She smiled. This much I can tell you. Everyone I was left alone to question, every prisoner, ended up spilling his guts. 15 minutes and they were all crying to confess. Okay, you're on. Let's find this little bastard. I'll keep this afternoon's voir dire very general and just eat up a couple of hours. Then if the judge allows it, we can leave.